For years, college-age voters have been accused by some of being apathetic when it comes to the political process. Two groups of University of South Florida students are trying to flip that narrative. WUSF's Delaney Brown has more for University Beat.
Nearly 30 students from USF St. Petersburg went to the New Hampshire primary to campaign for a candidate of their choice. Half a dozen researchers from the Tampa campus flew to Iowa, where they surveyed locals and witnessed the caucuses firsthand. Both groups left feeling they knew what they were in for, even after the warning from Tampa communications professor Josh Scacco.
You expect the unexpected. You never know what you're going to see when you get there.
In Iowa, the voting app failed, and the results were delayed until after the students had returned to Tampa.
We were there. We were expecting the results like at midnight.
By the end of the 2 weeks, front runners fell and new candidates surged.
Do you see that she's in third place right now?
Students met nearly every candidate, got selfies with some, and one student came back with bruised knuckles from days of door knocking.
It might be just my weak white knuckles, but...
Most importantly, they encountered an energy around the election process they hadn't seen in Florida. Camilla Cernofsky, one of the Tampa researchers, noticed how eager voters were.
People in Iowa are so open to talk politics. I believe that here in Florida, we have this notion that asking people about their political beliefs or their political affiliation, we see and perceive that as being an appropriate question. But in Iowa, people seem to kind of like expect you to ask about their political views.
The USF St. Petersburg students experienced a similar openness while canvassing in New Hampshire. Senior psychology major Noah Miller with Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign.
I would knock on a door, and I feel like if I would knock on a door here in Florida, it would be a super quick conversation, like in and out, I don't want to talk to you. But in New Hampshire, almost everyone would take the time to talk to you, and they would talk about very serious things.
For both groups, the trips were great in-the-field learning experiences. As Cernofsky found in Iowa, the process isn't always perfect.
I was a little bit disappointed with the way the Iowa caucuses went down. I was expecting the party to predict and test the software, the app that they used prior to the caucuses.
Miller says he was surprised by how strongly people in New Hampshire approach being the first primary voters.
I was not expecting it to be this serious, and I wasn't expecting the events to be as popular as they were. Almost everyone is going to see two or three candidates per day talk.
The engagement from the students at both campuses shows that college kids aren't just political bystanders. They are active. Their message? You don't have to go out and campaign in order to be politically active. All you need to do is pay attention. Statistics showed a 21% increase in voter turnout among college-age voters during the 2018 midterm election, the biggest jump in any voting bloc. And the Harvard Kennedy School Institute of Politics found more students plan to vote during this primary season than in the past. Some students, like Noah Miller, want to bring the lessons learned and energy they encountered back to Florida however they can.
I realize how many voters are easily persuaded by either the media or just listening to one candidate and not all the others. So I think my views change in the fact that I need to stay involved and I need to spread the message to a bunch of voters and really help them educate themselves on every candidate.
The biggest lesson for the students? So long as you're learning about the platforms, talking to friends, and making sure to vote, you don't have to fly to Iowa or New Hampshire to make an impact. For University Beat, I'm Delaney Brown.